neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We have the silver coins here, two sets here. You can just exchange your reminder and remembrance after Machasit HaSheret, just momentarily, and you pick up the coins, don't take them home. And you put the silver coin in the Kupaf Tzedakah, and either you say it in Hebrew, it's preferable, Zecher l'machasid ha-sheger, it's a remembrance of the machasid ha-sheger, or in Persian, Yad Bude Nime Sheger, or in French, any language you like, then you observe the mitzvah. It's not permitted to say machasid ha-sheger, because b'tzarun harav, with our great pain, we don't have Beit HaMikdash yet. So these are just a remembrance. It's a Yad Bud. It's a remembrance of the Machasid HaSheret. And the halacha is, over 20 years old, men and ladies, they must observe this mitzvah, as it says in Parashat Ki Tisa. And also somehow, the over bar and bat mitzvah, they should observe this mitzvah. And somehow, for every member of the family. And the reason is, the Midrash brings that the reason that Ribono Shel Olam asked Am Yisrael to give Machasid HaSheret because Haman Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, he just about to bribe Achashverosh. So Hashem merited us with this mitzvah, so the money that he was going to give to Achashverosh will not take place. So everybody was included, men, women, children, and some hold, even the babies that are not born yet, you should give for them. That means the pregnant ladies. So for the babies, for the ubar, that is not even born, it's suggested to give. It's a question if you can observe this mitzvah with your maaser money, as Tatan Shad obligates that you have to separate your maaser. It's better to do it on a monthly basis rather than wait till the end of the year, because when it accumulates, then it's hard to give it away. And some do on a daily basis, if it's practical. On a daily basis, whatever income you have, you put it aside. Some do monthly. So the question is, if you are permitted to give Machasid HaSheret from your Maaser money, is it okay? So whatever that maaser, let's say you have $10,000 a day income. So amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So now, so the.
More than
10. We'll happy with 10,000 a day. So, so now you have $1,000 maaser a day. So now the question is that from $1,000 maaser a day that you have, if you can give your shekalim. No? But the answer is that no, you're not permitted to. But if you like to add to machasid ha-sheret, like the $10 that is designated, according to 10 gram silver. So then you're permitted to add to it. Like let's say you give $10, another $900 you add to it for donation. You're permitted to do that. To make a great Aleph Machasid HaSheret.
On daily basis?
Well, it's only once a year you're permitted to do that. But as far as to separating Machasid HaSheret from your maaser money, is not permitted to do that.
Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.